This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com.
People already find retirement planning overwhelming, you know, and just when they think, okay, I got my plan together, everything's in place, I have a financial advisor, well, then the financial advisor steps in and says, hey, we got to make some changes here. And then suddenly they're faced with having to make those same decisions they were uncomfortable making in the very first place. So I want to talk about that right now. Rebalancing our retirement portfolio now before it's too late. Camille, tell us, you know, what is rebalancing? Why is it so important?
Well, one of the easiest way to kind of think about rebalancing and why it is important is I'll just ask a simple question. Has either of your lives stayed the exact same with no changes at all?
No.
Yeah,
right? So life changes, things happen, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it's illness. Sometimes you're looking at moving to a different state. Sometimes you may be looking at, well, I want to spend a little bit more and kind of start checking off those items. So rebalancing can really come into play, and it's something that you should be doing at least once a year. You know, another, you know, thought is, kind of when interest rates change, you know, there's an opportunity just like refinancing your house, you refinance your retirement and go, is there anything out there that I should be doing and taking the opportunity to improve my retirement? That's really why rebalancing is important, and it's something that gets talked about at least on a yearly basis with us here at Monolith, because we know it's important, we know life changes, and also kind of think of your portfolio and the way it's set up, like a doctor's office. When you're a kid, you're going to see a pediatrician, then you go to a general practitioner. You have different stages of who you see and how you are treated. The same goes for your retirement portfolio. The older you get, the more typically conservative you want to get, because now it's about making sure you keep what you have so that you can continue to spend it comfortably. And you don't need all those risks involved of maybe keeping it as high of risk in the market like you did when you were growing and working your portfolio. So those are some really key things to remember as far as rebalancing and why it makes sense to shift.
So we know there are always risks when it comes to managing someone's portfolio. How does not rebalancing, though, make things even more risky, Camille?
So, you know, if you've maybe are really heavy in a stock portfolio and you don't rebalance, well, now you may have started out with a portfolio that only, you know, 50% was in stocks. But now, because there's been such a huge growth in those stocks, your portfolio, as far as the total percentage, is now maybe 70 or 80% in stocks. That means you're more at risk. So, you know, by not kind of rebalancing, or if your portfolio doesn't automatically rebalance itself, you could be putting yourself at unintentional higher risk because you're not making sure you keep within kind of that original balance you set up. So maybe like a 50-50 or 60-40 portfolio you hear a lot out there. Also, without rebalancing, you may overreact to market drops and sell at the wrong time. And a misaligned portfolio can mean more volatility or limited growth. So pay attention to kind of what's going on in the economy, what's around you. And it may be time to shift to something different where maybe you're saying, okay, there's a lot of growth going on. Maybe it's time to get a little bit more aggressive right now. Or if we're seeing kind of a pullback or some potential talks of recessions, things like that, maybe then that's the time to say, well, maybe for a little bit, I just get a little bit more conservative for now and then rethink. So you can always change what you're doing depending on what's going on in the economy, but it's really important to do that. And then we always get the question, you know, you might not know how often you need to rebalance or what's a good rule of thumb. And, you know, how do you go about do that? Well, I mentioned, you know, you want to at least be looking at your portfolio once a year and deciding, is it time to rebalance? Where are you kind of weight-wise as far as the different positions in your account? Also, if there's major life events or there's been a massive market shift, those are all times to really take a look and say, am I still aligned correctly, or do I need to make some adjustments? Kind of, you know, like taking your car in every once in a while for an oil change or a realignment. You got to do the same thing with your market money and your retirement. So, you know, the most important thing is that you stay on track with your long-term financial plan. And the wonderful thing I love about the tools we offer here at Monolith is we actually have a program that helps set guardrails. So you know, okay, if the markets were to shift a little bit downwards, or if you had some good growth, well, that would potentially change what you can spend in retirement. But you know, okay, if the market goes down a little bit, here's kind of my decrease in income I'd get. Is that still acceptable? So once again, it's all about plan. So you need to have that plan in place. And that's what we're here to help you with. We call it the Dream Retirement Process. D stands for Designing Retirement Income. R, what we were talking about, risk management. E is efficient tax planning. A is to address healthcare needs. And then M is for meaningful legacy plan. You can get all of that, but you do have to call 916-884-2584 and let us help you make sure that you have the dream retirement you've always wished for. 916-884-2584.
All right. So it's clear that regularly rebalancing your portfolio is so important to manage risk and help you stay on track with your goals and all that. But Jeff, explain how you help your clients with this whole process, please.
Actually, it's a very enjoyable process, Luann, because what we do is we include fun stuff in there too. So when we say like rebalancing, well, it's not just rebalancing, let's say that you have stocks and bonds and stuff like, but it's rebalancing your spending. That's a big part of what we do when we talk about rebalancing your retirement. And what we try and do is what we call front load it. You know, we know this is a fact. As you get older, you slow down. And as you slow down, you don't do as much. So when you retire, we want you to do as much as you possibly can. And so we try and front load more money for you to do things, knowing that you're not going to run out of money. And that is the key to a true retirement plan. We've also had clients come in and say, you know, you're right. We're slowing down. We want to spend $400,000 of our portfolio over the next 10 years. And we say, okay, so you want to do that $40,000 a year? Yes, that's exactly what we want to do. We want to have more fun over the next 10 years, do what we want to do, and spend $40,000. And we're okay if that $400,000 is gone at the end of 10 years because it's in their plan. We put it in their plan in such a way that now they know they can spend that money, they can go enjoy it, and they still have enough money to enjoy the rest of their life. And that's a really a fun situation to do is say, hey, take a chunk of money and go spend it. I was sitting with some clients the other day and he has a bunch of old cars. And I said, how often do you drive these cars? And he goes, well, I seldom do. And I said, so why don't you do this? Why don't you sell one of them over the next 5 years, sell five of them and go spend that money and go have fun with it. You should have seen her face. She just lit up and she's like, yeah.
What'd he do though?
He actually looked at her, looked at me and went, I never thought of it that way. He went, that's a great idea. Because, you know, he's enjoyed them up to this point, but he just doesn't have the time or the energy to tinker with them like he used to and do all that. So it's really about having fun with your retirement accounts and your money and your life and making sure that you just have a great time doing it. The part that really drives Camille and I nuts is when they sit there and say, well, we don't want to spend any of this. And it's like, well, what do you want to do? Leave it to your kids? Well, no, our kids are rotten and they, well, then what are you going to do with it? So let's put together a spending plan. And I got to tell you, it is fun to do. And it's also fun when we include, you know, grandchildren in it. And a lot of times we have single clients and it's like, well, grab a couple of your grandchildren and go take them on an amazing trip. And they're like, I can do that? Yes. That's what's really fun about it. It's your plan. You get to put it in any type of order you want. And we're there to help you as you go through your life. If you want to change the order of what you want to do things, we're here to help you do it. But it's really about, now that you've accumulated this money, go spend it, go enjoy it in any way that you want to enjoy it. And so I'm going to say, if you're listening and you haven't written this number down, shame on you. 916-884-2584. It's a simple call, 916-884-2584, and we will talk to you about what's in your heart and dreams and things that you can do over the rest of your life, and then things that you can do with whatever money's left over in whatever way, in the most efficient way that you can leave it to whoever you want to leave it to. Call us now. 916-884-2584. Let's start building your dream retirement.
Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille at Monolith Financial Group. All right, 2026, we know those tax rates are set to rise across the board because we have the expiration of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So that means that almost every tax bracket would see an increase. So this is not just a concern for the wealthy. Jeff, could you explain how these upcoming tax hikes could impact our listeners?
Well, hopefully not. So what we're seeing is possibly with the new President Trump coming in, that they'll keep the actual tax brackets or do even better with tax brackets. So it's something that we have been talking with our clients and dealing with our clients since, when was it, 2017, 18, when they changed the taxes. And we've helped them take advantage of the tax laws that are currently in place. And it's something that everyone out there, if you're listening, you should be going and preparing your taxes over the year, not at the end of the year. So you should be looking at, what can I do tax-wise throughout the year to either pay less taxes now or pay less taxes in the future. It's really about putting together a tax plan that you can work with throughout your retirement. There's things, you know, that you can do today, and there's investment choices. There's different investments that you can go into that are tax advantaged for you. You just need to talk to financial advisors like Monolith Financial Group that can go ahead and use all the different products out there to help you design your retirement. We always talk about, it's like playing in the World Series or an All-Star game. With the World Series, you have that team and that's all the players you have. Think about having an all-star team behind you in your financial planning, meaning you can pick the best of the best products out there for your retirement. That's what we like to do for you. That's what we are going to do for you, is find out what fits you and what fits you, you know, in the first inning, the seventh inning, the ninth inning, and what's going to go ahead and build out that retirement plan with the all-star players of financial choices for you. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. You can tell I can't wait to talk to you and answer two or three questions, and then probably ask you two or three questions that you never even thought about. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584.
And Camille, can you kind of walk us through how these upcoming tax increases could impact retirees and catch them off guard if they haven't properly planned?
Yeah. So some of the biggest things we see is people believe kind of the old adage phrase that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. Unfortunately, we've seen that the majority of people, and I'm talking, you know, high 70s, 80%, those that have not planned are actually in the same, if not a higher tax bracket. And the reasoning for that is a lot of them have saved in these 401ks, IRA accounts, never paid taxes on these accounts. And now they're needing to start using this money. And so that's all 100% taxable funds. but now they don't have, you know, the contributions to help write off on some of their taxes. They've maybe paid off their home. So their situation has changed where they're needing to withdraw this taxable money. Also, a lot of people don't realize with Social Security and Medicare that the more taxable income you make, actually the less you get from Social Security, because Social Security currently could be up to 0, 50, or 85% taxable based on the rest of your income coming in. And then on top of that, we've got this little aunt that, you know, you never really heard of that likes to, I call her Aunt Irma, and she likes to come knocking at your door when you start taking Medicare. And if you are making too much money, she can actually charge you rent, because she's going to stay in your home for at least a minimum of 2 years, because the look back is about 2 years. But she charges you rent to stay in your home. And those can be, you know, $400, $500 a month, because unfortunately you saved really well, but you didn't look at the tax efficiency of your entire portfolio. So it's really important to say, how do I pay less to the IRS? And, you know, it's not something that happens necessarily in 1 or 2 years. It's something that we look at getting you more spread out in those tax buckets, so you have less fully taxable money over time. Typically, the average is maybe about 6 to 7 years to really do a good job spreading that out and not causing you to overpay taxes, because I know nobody likes to pay their Uncle Sam or Aunt Irma. So it's really important to understand, how do I pay less to the IRS? And that's something we can talk about. Give us a call, 916-884-2584, and let's talk about getting you retirement ready and getting your dream retirement. 916-884-2584. And of course, don't forget to download my book by texting the word book to 916-884-2584. It's The Countdown to Retirement, A Fresh Perspective on Retirement Planning, and it's yours complimentary, but you do got to text that word book.
So as a general rule, should everybody convert their traditional IRA or their 401k or any other tax-deferred account to a Roth, Camille? What are some potential drawbacks too?
So it really depends on your individual circumstances. One key thing is to consider, when you convert to a Roth, you are paying the taxes up front on the amount you convert. You know, whether you do that right out of the amount that you do convert, which isn't our favorite strategy, or you pay the taxes when taxes are due the following year. For most people, it can feel like a drawback initially, but here's where it gets interesting. If you think tax rates might be higher in the future, paying taxes now could save you a lot later. You know, one of the things I love to do with people who come in and meet with me is show them, hey, one of the strategies we're going to do, because it's in our dream process, the E in dream, efficient tax planning, is looking and saying, how much by implementing some Roth conversion strategies or some other, could we potentially save you in lifetime taxes? Not only for yourself, but also for your heirs too. And it's on average, typically a couple hundred thousand dollars of taxes saved by looking at that.
Oh, wow.
And I have to say, we often recommend doing partial Roth conversions over several years rather than doing one large one all at once. But we do have some people that are getting aggressive with their Roth conversions, and they're converting, you know, $150,000, $300,000, because they've seen, okay, if taxes continue to go up, this is the potential impact. Mm-hmm. So they're really looking at, how do I pay less to the IRS? You're going to hear me say that a lot. But one of the things I also like to say is, because people always ask, well, when do you do a Roth conversion? You know, do you do it at the beginning of the year? Do you do it at the end of the year? You can do it throughout the year. One of the biggest times I say is, well, a really good time for many people to look at doing a Roth conversion is when the market takes a downturn. It's a great time to consider a Roth conversion, because think of it like a slinky. You know, if it's all stretched out, you know, your accounts have been growing, now you hit a market downturn, well, that slinky compacts down. And then you're converting your assets when that slinky is compressed, so that when the market goes ahead and starts going back into growth mode, which it does rebound, now all that growth can be tax-free. So it's a great way to really take advantage of maybe what is a looking like an unfortunate situation or a situation we don't like. We kind of look at that as it's a great opportunity to really do some Roth conversions and capture growth on the way back as tax-free income.
Now, Camille, is this something you could offer to our listeners also to just find out if a Roth conversion is the right move for them?
Yes. Yeah, so that is something I love to do. I mentioned that earlier, that is part of our dream retirement process. We're going to be talking to you about if you make no changes, no adjustments at all, and you just continue down the path, what is your potential tax bill look like, your lifetime tax bill? And by maybe making just slight adjustments, now that doesn't mean converting all your IRAs to a Roth, but it may mean converting a portion or considering some other tax strategies like giving to charities or churches once you're 70 and a half out of your IRA. That way you don't pay taxes on that. We're here to help give you the education and the insight on how we can help potentially decrease your overall lifetime tax bill. And, you know, we've got some great software out there to really lay it out so you can see, well, here's how the numbers work and here's my total lifetime savings and what it means for my legacies too if I don't spend it all. But you know what you have to do? You have to give us a call, 916-884-2584, and make sure that you say, Camille, Jeff, I am ready to start putting together my dream retirement. And we cannot wait to help you put together a plan to make you feel comfortable and confident so that you can dream big and live confidently. 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.